you're behind those doors. But she's doing well, and that's all we can ask for at this point. Another one of our community members messaged me last night after decades of horrific pain and arthritis. He's ready to go out dancing. He said he feels great, hasn't touched his medicine. Quite a few stories like that coming in, that people are feeling well. And either one, they're taking care of themselves for acute COVID, or they're doing it as a preventive measure. And that's all we can ask for. Put a tool in your hand and see if it works for you. You know, might not work for everybody, but so far, so good.
I have to throw this at you. I have to, because it's on Pain TV tomorrow. Pain.tv tomorrow, right?
Okay.
Today, I guess today. Not tomorrow. Today, we're recording.
Recording Friday show.
We talked about this, you and I, and other folks, and I talked about it alone. I made fun of Walensky when she said there's such a crazy variant coming that we can't, it's going to be so out of control, we're not even going to be able to control it. And I was calling it the Blob from like the 1950s.
Movie.
And making fun of it, we played clips from the Blob. And then we said, and you said, and I said, that's just going to be a cover for the vaccine injured. That's all it's going to be.
That's right.
And now today, Fauci said he's worried about a monster variant that is, it's capable of sending fully vaccinated people to the hospital, and it's going to be out of control, and it won't even be able to tame it. They're setting it up just like we said they're going to set it up.
Yes, and that's the disgusting part, because we also said by fall they wouldn't be able to hide the fact that
it's fucking fall.
That are dying.
It's fall.
That's right. So, okay, and I just read, before you called, I saw that, I think it's Purdue, at the Purdue University.
Yeah.
There's an out, they're very sick, but they're testing negative to the COVID. But they're vaccinated.
Purdue's fully vaccinated.
Right. So is this the ADE that we spoke of? Which
I think the president. I think the president of Purdue is a former pharmaceutical president as well. I have to look into that. I'm throwing that around.
Well, we knew about these things that the vaccinated, that any germ that came down the pike had the ability to have their bodies go into these autoimmune responses. And that's very well what it could be. It's very, very, very scary. When I even saw here in my state, I think I saw 52% of the monoclonal antibodies were being given to the vaccinated with breakthrough cases. And of course, I got a little twisted and I was like, oh, really? You know, we're living now in a country where nobody wants to touch the unvaccinated for anything. But you're going to tell me these people are first in line? They took the free jab. Now they're sick. And now they're going to be treated with this? Or, you know, are you using resources? Are you, you know, taking the spot of an unvaccinated person? Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Because I'm not hearing of that many unvaccinated people being this dire. It seems like it is the vaccinated that are in the dire situation.
It's ironic, right? We talked about this dope before at Purdue. Mitchell Daniels, former governor of Indiana and former president of Eli Lilly and Company.
Azar's pal, I guess.
Azar was former president of Eli Lilly as well, American pharmaceutical operations of Eli Lilly. And it's working out well for these guys, right? Everybody has to be vaccinated. Wait a minute. Everybody's sick. What happened? But we don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Okay. I got it.
No. And we also said that they wouldn't be able to hide the fact that by a certain timeline, almost everybody is going to know somebody that was vaccinated and sick, or vaccinated and dead, or vaccinated and dying.
That's why you need the Blob.
The cancer, the rate of cancer out there now, is the things that I'm reading is mind numbing. you know, the kidney cancer and
guy told me in Philly,
lymphoma, leukemia.
His mother-in-law can't even get like radiation. It's like, well, we're pretty backed up here. We're trying to work something out. She has to go if she wants it. She's going to have to go. She's in like Riddle, right? Riddle area.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd have to go down to like Fox Chase or somewhere all the way to the northeast. And she's like, she's Riddle. She got a lot of problems. It's like Fox Chase.
Yeah, I used to work at Riddle. I worked at Riddle Memorial.
It's like the other side of the world going down to northeast Philly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
It's crazy. And that's
not very crazy.
That's not even talking about a bed. That's talking about a chair, you know?
No, I know. No, I've heard people not being able to obtain just regular, like hip, knee. Like let's say you're not sick with COVID and you have something wrong with you. Maybe you need a hip replacement. Maybe you need a knee, whatever it is. These people are backed up. And like I said this last week, you know, that is what you would hear, you know, in Canada or other places. And in fact, being in Florida, you know, we have a lot of Canadians that come down as snowbirds. And they were really smart because they go over to the hospital and they work out cash deals with the hospital all the time. They get their medical needs met while they were here for 6 months because they couldn't get it done there. Well, now here we are. We have nowhere to go at this point. This is it. You know, somebody I know recommended a friend of theirs who is COPD, elderly, took the vaccine, is having problems, couldn't get in to see the doctor. Then they were recommended, oh, you know, why don't you go to an urgent care?
Yeah,
and I said, no.
That's not a good idea.
I said, because if his pulse ox is low or lower,
they're going to call an ambulance.
Yes. Boom.
They have to call an ambulance.
Do you see how we have to think now?
You have to do what you can to stay the hell out of the hospital. Exactly. At all risks. I mean, my God.
Right. But urgent care is like a walk-in clinic facility. So you're not thinking, you know, that it's on the same lines. But no, if you go in there and your pulse ox is a little wacky because of your COPD, yes, you're right. They might call an ambulance and zoop, cart you off.
Well, they won't let you leave. They're going to say, stay here. And then all the ambulances here and the EMS folks come in and they strap you onto a gurney and they stuff you in the back of the bus and off you go. It's like, wait a minute. I can't.
What happened? Here's some advice I want to share with everybody. I just making appointments for the family, and my mom, you know, my parents and all of that. Going over the will and redoing the power of attorneys. They need to be ironclad. In today's world, we need to make sure everything is up to date and perfect because you cannot trust these hospitals. The other thing I'm telling people, if you are intrigued by the protocol that was put out last week, and either you're taking it, it's working for you, or if one of your loved ones happens to get sick and you're like, hey, time is of the essence, we need to do this, or then if you wind up in the hospital and whatever they're doing isn't working, I'm recommending people print that out. And you can go to the, you know, forums and find all of the supporting medical journal publications. Print out a few heavy hitting articles that are throat punchers for the white coats. If you need to fight for your loved one once you're behind those doors, have something in your hand tangible that you could share with them, because I was told by someone with family member in the hospital that one of the white coats said to them, stay off of Google. And of course I flipped because I said, well, you know, what I would have said was Google is a tool like any other search engine, and all of the search engines are geared to your slant. But if I'm lucky enough to use this tool and find medical journal publications that are supported, that are peer reviewed, do you want me to ignore that information too? How very 1984 of you.
Right.
Okay. So when you want to talk down to people and say, stay off of Google, it's only there for you to find what you need to find. And believe me, they make it hard for us to find the things we need. But if you know what you're looking for and you know how to use the word combinations and find what you need, because there are some doctors out there that will listen, that do know what's going on, that do know or may guide you to what is best for your loved one. Some of them are trying, but some of them, if they've never heard of something before, it would be nice to hand them a folder to say, just look at this. What are your thoughts? Does this make sense to you? Could this work? See, just be armed, because in these situations, if somebody has a loved one that dies, you need to feel like you've done everything, right? Even if the hospital doesn't listen to you. Okay. Even if you are tossed out of the room, even if they're not going to administer things you request or your lawyers request or whatever, you have to be prepared. And at that time, you're not thinking of going through your phone like a crazy person. Your mind is scattered all over the place. Like, I feel for the people that haven't gotten the supplies in yet. And then, boom, they wake up one morning and one of their family members have gotten hammered with this. They're not thinking clearly because they can't obtain everything on a Walmart shelf or a Walgreens shelf. It's impossible. So now they're running around trying to find every little thing they can, a good quality niacin, a decent quality melatonin, some dandelion root tea, which we all know you love.
Jesus, God almighty.
Yeah, one of our lovely pain community members was excited to try it, you know, while he was working. I said, no. No. You want to do that at home. It's a detox. But, you know, it's hard to think clearly. Even me. When it was go time for my family, I really had to stay in the zone and make sure I'm doing the right milligrams and you hold your breath. Is this working? Is the fever breaking? It is scary. And you know it, you lived it.
It's insane.
It's insane. So, you know, I just hope, you know, our little bit that we're trying to help by getting people to get ahead of it. And if you're not ahead of it, I'm here to help you and try to guide you where to find some stuff, or you know, if you have to jump in your car. And that's the best we could do at this point. But I would revisit power of attorneys. I would have folders ready with all of your supporting documentation and information in case you need to go head to head with the, you know, totalitarian medical industrial complex, which is very scary nowadays.
Somebody posted just now, we were talking about that. They must be channeling what's going on. Somebody posted on pain.tv. It just popped up on my feed, on my screen. It says, it's uncanny, really, in a way. Idaho doctor reports a 20 times increase of cancer in vaccinated patients.
That's true. I didn't know the number, but I do know that there's tons of stories out there. And a lot of the vaccinated, they're not connecting the dots. Like, I personally know people in another state where the whole family is vaccinated, extended family, blah, blah, blah. They're 100%. They hate the unvaccinated. They're very clear about that. But as the conversation goes on, you hear this niece has this, this brother-in-law has this, this one has a spot on their kidney, this one has some kind of funky rheumatoid arthritis. All of it happened, and I know this personally because I know the dates. All of this happened after the springtime. And after they were all vaccinated.
Right.
But not one of them even mentioned the vaccine. In fact, this person is a medical worker, former, retired. And it was said to her, you know, how, you know, a lot of people are being let go from the medical community for not getting vaccinated. And her answer was good, that she didn't want to be treated by anybody that wasn't vaccinated. So you're not going to penetrate these people's brains. They're never going to equate the vaccine with their new and future ailments.
Right.
And there will be ailments if you don't have them now. If you were completely fine with a vaccine, you, I would guarantee, were one of the blessed ones that got a placebo in their little fake control group, because we know that's going on. Because
it's going
the unvaxxed are messing it up. Yeah, the unvaxxed are messing up their control.
Well, you know, when I look, I have to tell you, because the young buck sent me the news that they're going to have on the site tomorrow, and it's a head-scratcher when you have MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski talking about potentially deadly breakthrough cases now she's talking about. Mm. And it's like, whoa, what, who flipped the switch here? And then, of course, they had Fauci on, setting up the blob narrative, you know?
Disgusting.
Mika Brzezinski and that whole crew who said that there were no such thing as breakthrough cases, that people who got the vaccine were not getting sick, could not get sick, that it wasn't a problem. That's number one. Number two, that they couldn't transfer
right
to other people. They said that, and now all of a sudden, they've flipped the switch, and they're talking about how the deadly Delta variant is creating these problems, and what could be next? Dr. Fauci, is there a potential that this spirals beyond the insane Delta variant to a monster variant? She actually said monster variant. She asked on the episode of Morning Joe. Fauci responded, well, there's always a risk as you get more circulation, blah, 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 blah. She said fucking monster variant, and we were talking about the blob. This is surreal.
Mm-hmm. Now, and what's very insulting is when they lead with their headlines of breakthrough. They should be saying, very sick vaccine. They will not lead with vaccinated or sick. They won't.
Yeah, well, that's why they use breakthrough as a misdirection. That's a Frank Luntz. That's a Frank Luntz-esque ploy, you know, the power of words, the power of persuasive phrases and words. It has nothing to do.
Right.
Breakthrough means that there's been a victory. It's positive. And it's further confusion. I said that a long time ago.
Right, right. And there was a headline yesterday about a young police officer that died in Tampa. And right away, you know he was vaccinated. And how do you know that? Because the lead wasn't another unvaccinated police officer has died of COVID. Because that's how they would have led with. So when they say officer, 37 years old, died of COVID, you know he was vaccinated.
Right.
Because they want to hammer any time they can catch. Like I will see one or two of those stories, and I immediately retweet it out with, when are you going to cover the vaccinated death? You love to find one or two unvaccinated, but there's tens of thousands, and if we go across the globe, you know, even more than that. But they don't want to cover that. They won't cover that. But pretty soon, this is why they're priming everybody for the blob. You're not going to be able to, they're not going to be able to hide it, because everybody's going to know someone vaccinated. In fact, almost every day. Remember, my county last year was fantastic. Now we hear all kinds of stories. And it's vaccinated people. So
what do you mean, all kind of stories? What do you mean?
Young people dying, old people. People died last year. Nobody knew anybody. It was just like a little ghost town here. Very minimal. And you know that. Like, everybody ran around for a year not catching COVID and everything was fine. But when spring and early summer came, when those vaccine numbers were going up, Well, the people that escaped COVID last year were getting sick. Not the vaccinated people. They were near the vaccinated people, and then they were getting COVID. Remember? My whole family, my friends, okay, your family. Everybody got COVID that didn't get it last year. And these are people working every day, not wearing masks and living life normally. And they didn't get it, and you didn't hear of people dying or sick, or the couple that I do know that had it last year, they recovered at home just like the flu. They never went to the doctor and didn't go to the hospital. They were like, yeah, I probably have it, but I'm not going anywhere. And that wasn't many. But now this year, when I talk to people, they will tell me, my daughter-in-law alone, she knows quite a few. She's like 29. She knows quite a few people that have died. We've had a young EMT, 29. We've had police officer, a friend of hers husband with asthma, and then he wound up in an ICU on a ventilator, and he's dead. This was not happening last year, Mike.
Do you remember just yesterday on that WXYZ story I did out of Detroit, where they asked, hey, if you guys know somebody who's died, who's unvaccinated, hit us up. We want to do a story on them. And they got inundated, 182,000 messages. Why don't you do a story on all the people we know who had the vaccine and died?
Right.
I mean, it's just as the folks inside told us, and we've talked about on Hotwire, it's going to be a dark fall and winter as the chickens come home to roost on a lot of the things we've been saying. Of course, we've been spot on for 18 months. It's not, and by the way, it's not a contest of being right. It's just more proof that this is following a narrative. It's not.
Well, it's sad. It's sickening. And this is why everything else is so unimportant. Because Americans' lives are hanging in the balance. Are they going to have to walk away from their careers? How are they going to feed their families? You still have to worry every day if you're going to get this funk, whatever it is. And are you going to survive it? Is your family member going to survive it? I mean, we've heard stories recently where whole families died. You know, three people, four people, two people. You know, parent, it was child. These are things that nobody could have ever imagined. So if we're talking about a blob monster coming, that is still something we have to wear. Even though we're protecting ourselves to the best of our ability, eating right, supplementing, doing everything right, still doesn't mean you might not get walloped. And if you get walloped, will you survive it? So now you have to worry if you're a parent. A young couple in their 20s died. Left like a 3-month-old baby. Okay? That's why I said people need to be proactive. You have to have your affairs in order. We are living in an unprecedented time. And when they want to continue to give us soap operas, you know, in the news, things that matter not to you and me. Durham does not matter to us. These FBI, none of this matters to us. I don't care if they frog marched everybody today. What does that do to fix this country? What does it do to feed people, to keep them healthy? Does nothing.
Doesn't do a damn thing.
Doesn't do a damn thing. Just like that friggin' ridiculous vote out in California. Just like whatever is going on in Arizona. I don't care. I'm not even looking at it.
Well, I mean, let's just break it down into a Tony Robbins moment, right? And you talk about any motivational speaker you listen to and life coaches and things. What do they tell you? You can't live in the past, so you have to look to the future. What's going on now? And all these other things, all these other distractions, you'll notice they all have a similar link. It's all reaching back into the past, ginning up all those emotions.
That's
from
right.
The FBI,
that's
from right. Russia, from that's right. The Trump administration. You got to look ahead. That's not going to put bread on your table.
No, and everybody's going to understand the people that are in power are there for a reason. They are hand selected, and everything that they try to entertain us with elections and everything, it's meaningless. It's just more hopium, because they're going to achieve what they want to achieve. And they need to. COVID is that vehicle. They need this in place to implement everything else they're doing behind the scenes. The reimagining, you know, the AI, the this, the that. I mean, I could go on for days. So it's needed. They're not ready for this to end yet. And it's not going to end. And I have no doubt what Fauci is spitting out now is true, because you know that we know that they knew all along what this thing would do. Now they're just going to let it seep out. There was the mad rush. They're trying to get the rest of us vaccinated, and they still see, ruh-roh, that's not happening. These people still are not moving off their mountain. Well, now we're getting close to the fall winter mark, where we're not going to be able to conceal this much longer. And I'm going to say that what he's saying about the monster is very real, because we know it's real. We knew it was real in December of 2020 when we started studying what ADE was and what it could do to your body in an autoimmune response. So we're not a stranger.
The monster is Fauci, and the monster is EcoHealth Alliance and Wuhan Labs, plural, and USAID money and DOD money, and it goes on and on and on. That's the monster.
Well, that's the top of the tier, but the true monsters are the white coats that are complying to avoid immunity, to have immunity, I'm sorry, because they can only treat the way they were told to treat, and that's how they have immunity. So the ones that are brave enough to step outside of the box and say, okay, here's some prednisone, and here's some early intervention antibiotic, blah, 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 that let's not get these people to the point of pneumonia. That's the whole goal. Let's not let it escalate to pneumonia. Stay home with your chicken soup and your ginger ale and your crackers, and watch The Price is Right, if that's even still on. Don't know. But at least
I think it's still on. I think it is.
Well, at least if your primary doctor was calling in stuff early, to offset that pneumonia. And that was what was key for me with H1N1, what was the antibiotic and the steroid, for all of that. And it, offset pneumonia. Because any flu can give you pneumonia. We know that. But if it escalates, you're in big trouble. And that's what has happened. When you say, when I say how many young people have died in my community recently, I know they went from 0 to 100, meaning they were home, sick, and next thing you know, they can't breathe and they're in the ER. And then they're on a ventilator. So what is happening between onset and ventilator? That I put at the doorstep of the doctors, because they know what they're not doing, and somehow they've been zombified to think it's okay. And I saw that in my own primary care physician that we had for 18 years. He's a different man. He's very disgusted. You could see he's very disgusted. You could see he's very robotic. Last year, he was against everything. Stay away from the hospital. It was not for the vaccine. This year, he was like a mannequin, like a zombie, and going through the motions and telling you need to get the vaccine, to where you walk out and go, after 18 years, we now need a divorce. I'm done.
Yeah.
Can't trust you. Cannot trust you. It is truly the movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers. 100%. The people that you thought you knew. Now, this is a man that you would run to in the supermarket or the gym. He had my whole family's files in his head. Like, he could say, hey, how's so-and-so doing on this? And now you look at us like total strangers with blind, like tunnel vision.